Tisha B'Av, Tuesday the 16th of July, Rabbi Shlomo Farhi, The Long Road Home.
The Lashon of the Shlo, it's a very interesting Lashon. He begins by saying, Mitzvah Gedoyla L'Hisabel B'Tisha B'Av. It's a tremendous mitzvah to be Misabel on Tisha B'Av. The kina miboyle, and the day it fodders a kina. The ikar kina, he megillas kinas dahayne megillas echo, hanema beruach hakodesh. Megillas echo was said over beruach hakodesh, and that is the ikar of the day. But we have to remember that on this day, it's not just a chiyuv lehis abel. But in that expression, mitzvah gedoyla, so what is the avelus of Tisha B'Av? What is it? I was learning through a couple of inyanim, trying to grapple with a very strange day. A day which is called, in Mamori Chazal, it's called a Moyed, has a din of a Yomtif. It seems as a day to vacillate between the extreme sadness of Tisha B'Av, and then on some level, with regards to some elements, Mamish, the halacha of a Yomtif. Now normally you'd assume that that's something which is regarded specifically in a time frame, in a specific time frame, that the idea of Moyed applies in the second Beis HaMikdash when they had turned around that day from the first Beis HaMikdash. There are times when it's expressed as a Moyed, as a Yontif, and times where it's Poshet Avelos. But first of all, in Yiddishkeit, we know that doesn't make sense. Pesach is Pesach is Pesach. It's a day of Cheirus Alamol. A day of sadness, you would assume, is a day of sadness always. How could such a thing be? How can there be such a metzias of a day which moves back and forth? That the Novi is Maftiachos ultimately will be a day of salvation, and that we know Alpi Chazal is the day where Moshiach is born. How could that be the same day? Vikend Ozein. The Zohar, in discussing this great day, makes a very interesting observation, and I don't pretend to understand completely what the Zohar is trying to communicate, but the ideas themselves are the Noir of Oyem, and I think they teach us a tremendous lesson of Tisha B'Av and the Anhaga that we have to have on this day. The Zohar begins by telling us that there are 365 mitzvahs, Leisa say in the Torah. And opposite those days are 365 days of the year. Seemed to me a little bit interesting. Why is the Zohar referencing the 365 days of the solar calendar, which is not how a Yid counts his year? We know that there's 354 days. He makes an adjustment to count the days of Aser Shemit Tshuva. Again, I didn't quite understand what that means, because even if you want to add 10 and put them, they have to include the Aser Shemit Tshuva from last year. So you invite them minusing 10. I didn't quite understand. But Chazal seemed to use this number a few different times with regards to various elements, but I think perhaps we'll find another teretz as well. But I'll call upon him, there's 365 days as well in the year. And on Kagan, there's 365 loisaseis. And 365 days of the year, there's also 365 gidin, there's 365 veins in a person. Out of these 365 days, one of the malachim has this day. The day belongs to a malach that we're not supposed to say his name. The malach which was referred to by the Oisius of Samach Mem, the malach of Tumah. And the Sfasemes, in describing this idea, takes it further and says that this malach of Tumah is also, the Satan is also the malach Amavis, is also the malach of Edoim. And Keneged that in the Gidin, Kineged that in the veins is the Gid Anosha. the parallel of the Yid Anoshe, which is not eaten by Klal Yisrael, is Tisha B'Av, is this day, which Klal Yisrael on it doesn't eat, which belongs to this Malach. Now, I didn't know this again, but again, in learning up and trying to figure this out, I realized, I saw Satan brought down in Torah Maaretz, B'Shem Nezoya, that Tisha B'Av is the night on which Yaakov Avinu fights that Malach. So it not only belongs to that Malach, it's the day on which that Malach was given Rishus to come and fight with Klal Yisrael. Now, once Yaakov Avinu on this day defeated that Malach, but time and time again, the Malach seems to get the better of us on this day. So what are we saying? And the Zohar finishes off with what I think something which ties it together and helps us understand this riddle. He says that there are 22 days that a person, if you look between the first day of Avelus and Shavuos of Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, and those 22 days are Lahaskir in an ironic twist the other way around, and the first concept of Golos is introduced, Yoim Lashana, where one day in Eretz Yisrael resulted in one day of Golos in the mid, 1 year of Golos in the Midbar. Here it's represented Shana Yoim, the opposite way around, that the 22 years that Yosef was driven out by the Mechiras Yosef and he was away from his father, those 22 years are represented in these 22 days. Days in which Klal Yisrael was driven away from their father. Shezeh bozeh toli, this is the Lashon HaZoya HaKadosh. Shezeh bozeh toli, shechur ben beis hamikdosh toli b'mechiras Yosef. So I tried to figure this out. What's main does? You want to tell me that the churban is about mechiras Yosef? It's about the hatred between brothers. It's about sinas chinam. You want to tell me that? So why are you using the number 22, which references something that happens to Yosef afterwards? It's a toitzah merely. This happens, this sin between the brothers, and then what happens? And then, after that, he gets sold away. And the result is he's not with his father. If you were trying to tell me that the Churban was because of a lack of Kibbutz Av, I would understand to come to those 22. But to tell me that it's because of Sinas Chinam, because of Mechiras Yosef, the Asar Arugei Malchus, that you use the number 22, and the answer, Rabbeisai, is a plea. Memeint. That the separation of Yosef from his father was an outcome of Sinas Chinam. We think that the divisions between a son and his tata Levin in Himmel is an outcome of Sinas Chinam. It's a punishment for Sinas Chinam. But the Zohar is telling us, Hainu Hach. The only possibility to have any modicum of Shechina in this world, the only possibility to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell in us, amongst us, is in a Metzias of Shlemus, is in a Metzias of Chadhu. The Kabbalah's HaTorah could only ever occur when Klal Yisrael stood B'tachtis Ahor Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Says the Zohar, the 22 years that Yosef wasn't with the Tata, it wasn't in effect. When the sons are not together, then the Tata, by definition, is not there. In Yosef's story, it expressed itself by him going down to Mitzrayim. But in our story, in our long and bitter story, it expresses itself as two sides of the same coin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that when a person moves from Eretz Yisrael to Golus Doime, it's as if Ke'en Lo Elikai doesn't have a God. How could it be? Molech Ol Aretz Kvoidoi, Hashem's everywhere. He needs to be in Eretz Yisrael to have a Rabbeinu Shleil, says the Mashof in art. Eretz Yisrael is a place Asher Eini Hashem, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in the Reishis Hashona and Achris Hashona. It doesn't just mean that Hashem is looking at Eretz Yisrael because it's nice. It means the Hanhoga with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael is straight. There's nobody else. All of the other umos and all of the other countries have malachim that are appointed in charge of those in charge of those countries, in charge of those umos. And Klal Yisrael sees Mitzrayim running after them. So long as we are together and we provide a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be here in the world, so long as we're in Eretz Yisrael, in Geula, not in Golus, Hashem is here. And Mazel has no place, and Malachim and Medinas have no power to be able to affect us. But when we break apart, suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochi, can't be here. And one of the most difficult kinnis for me to say all the time, it's a kinnis that we read this morning. We moan, all the Laili, Tzoros, which you can't even say them. They're too difficult to even contemplate. So we try and think about them, not in our own families, in our own lives, but of people so far away and so long ago. And the list goes on. Noshim, Bashlim, Piriam. Children being torn apart. It's Mavel Orion that such a thing could occur in the world. And we list one after the next all the terrible things that have happened to Klal Yisrael. And then the Kina ends. How the Shechina roars back at us and says, "What do you want from me?" That's what Hashem asks us today. What do you want from me? You're making me do this. You're tying my hands. And if there's an oilem labonim asher golum mishulchan aviyem, woe is to us that we don't sit at our father's table. Kal v'choymer ben v'noy shel kal v'choymer. Oila of. Because it's not the same. We just have to leave. We don't have to do anything to him. But he has to chase us away. He has to chase us away. Give a thought for the tsar of a father that's forced by his child to chase him away. To relinquish koyach, so to speak, on this day, to this malach, to cause havoc and destruction to Klal Yisrael all throughout the ages. But there's only really one etzah. I think that's the avodah of the day. There seems to be a paradox about this day. On the one hand, we're told that the day is about Sinas Chinam, and on the other hand, we're commanded not to do what we do on Purim, to be Marv Sholim, Vireus, V'Ava, but you're not allowed to even greet somebody. So one of my students asked me, how could it be? How come on this day, we tell you there's an Isser to say Shalom to somebody? If that is the essence of what causes the whole problems and what's going on. So I said to him, and I think it's emes, that sometimes, in order to be able to do that, we have to go through a day where we separate ourselves. We have to go through a day where we're not allowed to say shalom to somebody. Where we contemplate what it would be like to be without the people that we love, to be without Klal Yisrael, to be without. The Gemara The Gemara tells us what seems to be a stira. The Gemara tells us, Mipnei Ma, how come the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? The Gemara is very famous. And the Gemara says that the Bais Rishon was destroyed. The Bais Rishon was destroyed simply because of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Straightforward. Ask the Gemara a question, what about the second Beis Hamikdash, where we know that they were Oisik Batoira, and Hezekhain Rabbi Isai. We know they were Oisik Batoira, and the Gemara fears Ois, and the Gemara says, and Gemilus Chasodim. How could the Beis Hamikdash be destroyed? They were Oisik Batoira, Gemilus Chasodim, and for the Gemara, because of Sinas Chinam. How could you have Gemilus Chasodim and Sinas Chinam? How is it possible that you have both of those? How is that possible? How could you help somebody that you hate? There are many terutzim. Terutz number one, we're going to borrow from a stork. The stork which is called chasido and yet is tomei, and the Gemara says the reason why is because it only does chesed with those that are similar to it. Klal Shel Ochnvei was doing gemilas chasodim. Kamsa, and Bar Kamsa tells you, if you forget about the Kamsa part, that there was a guy who was inviting all of Yerushalayim to his simcha. Forget the Kamsa part for a second. Gemilas Chasodim. We could figure out, you can imagine what that simcha must have been like. Everybody was there, all of the Rabbanim, all of the Tzibur. I'm sure there were tables for the Aniyim. I'm sure they worked out that people should sit next to each other and enjoy the Suda. But it was for the people that I want to be there. The people that I don't want to be there, Sinas Chinam. And I hope you'll forgive me for this. Morris says that any Dora that doesn't have the Beis HaMikdash built in his days is Ki'ilu Nechrav Yama. Nechrav is a strange word to use, because it would seem that the more accurate word is Chorev. It's not that it was Nechrav B'yomov. By definition, it can't be Nechrav B'yomov. We're being machriv it right now. We're sitting in a shir, and we're wearing the right begodim and the perfect shoes, and we are oisik in sreifas beis elikeinu. We're being oisik biyodayim in sreifas beis elikeinu. Din Dairaisa, Lysasun Kain La Shemalike. Supposed to burn down the Bota Avoid Zorah. But we're burning down the Beis HaMikdash. Chaim Velojan Es Akasha. Pasuk says, Simchu Es Yerushalayim. Continue, Sisu Boma Sois. Kolam Esabdin Aleo. And the Gemara darshins in Tainis Tavlamid, Mikan Omru Kol Amesabel Yushalayim Zoyche V'Roye B'Binyono. He merits to see it being rebuilt. Frek Luchayim. Why does the Gemara say Zoyche V'Roye? If I was Mesabel Yushalayim, why does it say Zoyche V'Roye? What should it say? It should say Yiske V'Yire. He will be Zoicha. He will see the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt in his days. Chaim Velozhny answers, Eisen. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Mes, Gzeiro, Shishokach min Halev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Rachamim instituted a Metzias in the world that when someone dies, although the Shiva is painful, eventually when the Shiva is over, you walk away, and in the year, it's a little bit less, and then a couple years, until eventually it's gzeiro sheyishakach min aleiv. But on someone who's not, but on someone who's not dead, but who you think is dead, there, ein mekabel olov tanchumen. The person is not able to be mekabel tanchumen because the person is still alive. So there's no gzeira, so the heart holds on and the heart laments. Like we find by Yaakov Avinu with Yosef, he thought he was dead, but he wasn't. So all of the tanchumen, vayakumu kol bono v'benoyis v'nakamoy, vayimoein lehinochem. But he couldn't be consoled. He couldn't be consoled. If a person is being mis'abel al Yerushalayim, 1,945 years after the Churban is over, then al korchoch, that the Churban is alive by him, that the Beis HaMikdash is there, it stands in front of him. It's not dead to him, and therefore, it's not ultimately Yizke v'yire, but he's Zoyche v'roye. He's able to see the Beis HaMikdash b'meloyo in front of him. He senses the third Beis HaMikdash because the second one never disappeared. Zoyche v'roye v'yimoein lehinochem. And perhaps this idea is what's communicated to us as well by Rachel Imenu Mame Rachel. Kol b'romo nishmo mehibichit amrurim Rachel mivako al boneho. She's crying on her children. Why? She refuses to be comforted. She refuses to accept that it's dead. And Rabbi Zai, today, we have to refuse to accept that Yerushalayim is gone. We have to refuse to accept that there was once a musig of Klal Yisrael and Shalom. That the idea of Klal Yisrael getting along, God Sadamkin, is not dead. It's alive. And if it's alive, then there's no tanchumen. And then we are zoiche v'roye. Again, like I started to say, forgive me. But what must it feel like for a person who went through the Holocaust, who thought that his child was dead, to hear the knock on the door and to run to open the door to see his son there? And wunderbar! Not only his son made it through, but his daughter also made it through. And his kinderlach are knocking at the door. And as he's running down all the flights of stairs and he catches glimpses of them through the window, he sees that his children are screaming at one another. They're fighting with one another. They hate one another. They cannot figure out a way to get along. It's not shayach for them to be dor b'kfifa achatz. Oy lanu miyoyim hadin, oy lanu miyoyim atoychocha. Where this milchama is breaking out at the Kaisel in Yerushalayim, the Paltrin Shel Melech, he's been waiting for 2,000 years for us to come home, and we're finally there, and we're perpetuating Churban. This is not about right or wrong. This is about us recognizing that Yerushalayim was never Chorev. Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim. That Klal Yisrael was never broken. And this is a Maisa Sotin designed to pull us and to tear us apart. I'm Sephardi. I learned at Ashkenaz yeshivas, those are the only ones available that were from enough in my neighborhood. But I had to go to Eretz Yisrael. And when I finished learning in yeshiva, my Rebbe, my Rosh Yeshiva, Tzvi Kaplan, he said to me, he said, Shloime, when you get married, don't come back to Eretz Yisrael. I said, why? He said, you're a younger man. You'll be a coil younger man. Why should you have to fight to get your kids into school? Because your last name is Farhi. Why should you have to change names? I knew Sephardi younger light that changed their name to get their kids into a school. It's my fault. Hashem made my grandparents go to Iran or Iraq instead of Germany or Poland. It's a reason to hate me. I have to change my name. When Nishno Mir, it's not Sfardim and Ashkenazim. It's every sug and every stripe and every color of Jew. That's not Soivel another. How could this be? How can we daven every day when Hashem hears us say the words Tishkoin Besoich v'liyerushalayim Ircha? Hashem says, what do you want from me? Go home and take care of it yourself. I told you what you need to do. The Gemara's told us what we need to do. But let's find another patent. Let's be smarter than the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Let's rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with Noch HaGemach. Another Beis Medrash, another Koilel, another one of these start your day the Torah ways. And they're all amazing and fantastic. But Hashem told us what we need to do. With Sinas Chinam. Simple as it is Sinas Chinam. So if you want to be able to say Boini Yerushalayim every day and not feel like a hypocrite, if you want to be able to come to Shamayim and tell the Rabbeinu Shloilam that you lived your life lichvoidoi, you tried to bring His presence into the world, which is Al Yedei the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't want to be one of the people who will have stopped HaKadosh Baruch Hu from being in the world, if you don't want to be the reason, so then how are you going to change something today? Because that's the tzura of the day. How are you going to change something today which is going to ensure that you're from the people that was marbe avas chinam? It's not my problem. Guilty! I know I have to end with this. There's a young man who came, a student of ours, who had a child. Fortunately, the marriage didn't work. Had to separate, he got divorced from his wife. Now, the legal system in England, it favors mothers. It favors giving custody to the mothers. So automatically, in one second, with the smack of the gavel, his child was taken out of his life. He went to court. He fought. The other side, they made up stories about him. They said all terrible things about things that he was doing to be able to create a barrier so he wouldn't be able to get in. But ultimately, in this fight, he came to speak to me about it, how much tzar it was causing him. And then I stopped one day, and I realized that this is him. This man is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And his child has been taken away from him. And the whole world sides with the other side. And they're making up stuff about us to him, and they're making up stuff about him to us. And all he wants, just once again, is to hold us again, to be connected with Klal Yisrael again, to bring us back to recreate the Beis HaMikdash. That's all he wants. If we could sense the Tzara Shechina on this day, if one of the tears, if one of the tears that we cried, for whatever reason, helped us see a drop clearer, helped us see another Yid, then the day will have been worth it, and we would have come closer. But if not, then we'll see you again here next Tisha B'Av, and we'll cry again, and we'll mourn lost opportunities again. The Machnovka Rebbe after the war, the Rebbes from Machnovka, they had a minig. The minig was that some Rebbes in the front of the shul, they faced the front. And some Rebbes in the front of the shul, they faced the tzibur when they're davening. And after the war and his community was torn apart, and they came into the shul, and what happened? They see that he's standing facing the keilah. So one of the chassidim came up and they said, you know, Kim Dumani, it seems that because of all the pressure of the war, you must have forgot how we used to do things here. And the Machnovka Rebbe looked at him and he said, after all this, after so many Jews have died, if the Golus has stamped us yet again with its bitter stamp, v'ken mir arum drein fun ayid. I know the minhag is to daven that way, but how could I turn my back on another Jew? Rabbosai, this is avodas hayoyim. Be'ezah Hashem, u'bizoichet, to heed the call, to create this day, not as a day that belongs to a malach, who tries to destroy us, so to speak, but as tachas shiltoinei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be'ezah Hashem, u'bizoichet, Lirois benechmas tzion, Yerushalayim.